This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
Susan and Sean married at first sight last night. This is a couple that we think are the only ones that really do actually like each other.
Yeah.
Like, they were actually perfectly matched, and it looks like they are in love. Like, they're completely loved up. From day one, I think they were, like, all over each other. Mm. Last night, you would have seen him with his gigantic belt. Did you see his cowboy belt buckle?
Big belt buckle.
Oh, the biggest buckle you've ever seen. It's bigger than his head.
It's amazing.
Anyway, they're meeting both their families, and she brings her loved ones, he brings his loved ones, and his dad is, you know, very much wanting him to find love, to the point that he's, like, tearing up. Anyway, they're having this conversation about, because they live in completely different parts of the country. And they've, do you know what? The people who put them together should have thought about that before.
Totally.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah, it's absolutely. The same with every relationship, isn't it, on that show?
Yeah, they're all over the place.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. He's, like, country Queensland. She's somewhere else in a city. And they had this conversation about how they're so in love, but what do they do because they've hit a roadblock?
Here it is.
Because I'm so happy in my job and in my life, I don't want to even contemplate changing any of it. But now that I've met that amazing man, really I should be thinking about every option possible.
The way we are matched is, like, perfect for each other. Going from this lifestyle to this lifestyle, it's from one end to the other, and we are finding that as a big roadblock.
Well, it's a shame.
Would you move for love, Shane?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, I think I would.
So if someone said to you, oh, I live in the middle of the earth, and it's like there's no one else there, there's seven people.
With Lord of the Rings people?
Yeah.
With hobbits?
Would you move there?
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's hard,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
A tough decision.
But if
I'd love to live with
them,
hobbits. I would live with hobbits in an instant.
No,
Gandalf?
There's
no hobbits.
You said in middle earth.
And the funny thing about Sean and Susan is they do similar things. So he is a mining technician and she drives trucks on mines.
So really they could work together.
You think so?
But she's not willing to move to the country. We'd love to know, 13, 24, 10, did you move for love? Mm. And what happened? Did it work out or was it the worst thing you ever did?
Would you move for love? Cheers.
Yeah, would you move for love,
darling? Would you, dearly?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's speak to some people that maybe have.
Love is grand. Love is everything. But if you love someone, why wouldn't you want to be with them all the
time? But you love your job, right? What if Holly was moving somewhere to a country town where there's no one? You can't do radio, you can't do anything, you can't have instruments.
I would love it.
All right, well, let's speak to some people who maybe have gone through experience. Have you moved for love? How did that go for you? We'd love to hear from you. 13, 24, 10.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Married at first sight. One lives in Queensland, the other's in New South Wales, and they're having a bit of a trouble. They hit a roadblock in the relationship because none of them really wants to move to the other city.
No, but they love each other. Mm. And you go, do you move for love?
No,
I think you may as well give it a crack. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
True that.
You can go back. Go and get another job.
Our listeners are running through, guys. Got some stories for us. Elise is on the phone. Morning.
Good morning.
Have you moved for love?
I have, yes.
Where did you have to move?
I moved to Adelaide from Perth.
Oh, oh, nice!
Ah. And is it? I mean, this is a personal question. Is it working?
Yes, it is. We've been married for coming up 4 years, and we've got a nearly 1-year-old.
Oh. The hard thing, though, for you is your family in Perth. Did they want you to stay there? Did they expect him to move over there?
No, they were happy with whatever we decided to do. Mm. He's got a good business over here, so it kind of made sense for me to move.
do the family fly over? Do you fly back every now and then? How does that work?
Yeah, we go probably every 12 weeks.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
And do you know Cheryl Lowe, Shane's mum?
No, unfortunately not. I've heard a lot about her.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we all have. Okay. Yeah.
She's, all right. Well, that's beautiful. That's good. It's worked out for you. There's proof.
It has. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Elise.
We're getting so many calls. This is great.
Luke also getting involved. 13, 24, 10 if you've got a story too. Luke, hi.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thanks.
So you made a move?
Yeah. Back in 2008, I was on a travelling working visa over in the UK. And met love of my life in the first 2 weeks.
Wow.
And she's from Adelaide.
Oh, so you moved here, Luke.
So I moved here, been living here for about 5 years, married, 2 kids.
Wow. Aww. Congrats, mate.
That's so nice.
Yeah, cheers.
What did you give up in Sydney? Do you have a job? What was going on there?
Oh, everything, all my family, job. Mm. But I left to travel. That was the plan. And then right. Didn't really expect to meet someone, but happened straight away.
And Adelaide's awesome, isn't it, Luke?
It is.
Yeah.
Sydney stinks.
Good, good place for kids. Yeah, no, it's a rat race over there.
Yeah, it's horrible. Sure. It smells like wee.
Yeah, exactly.
Sydney smells like wee.
Yeah.
Thanks, Luke. Thanks, Luke. Thanks for sharing your story, mate. Thanks for getting involved. Stacey also has moved for love. Stacey, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Did it work for you, Stacey?
It certainly has. We're getting married in November.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. How long have you been together?
It'll be about 3.5 years now.
Beautiful. So, and you moved from?
I moved from Melbourne to Adelaide.
See, they're both cities. I wonder if would you move somewhere where there was like a really small country town?
For my fiancé, I would, because he's amazing.
Oh, that's lovely, Stace.
Good on you, Stace. Thanks for the story. Yuki, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's on the phone with a story. Good morning.
Morning.
Did you move?
I did. I was living in New Zealand, actually, about 4 years ago, and I moved to Adelaide.
Yeah. Okay. For love. And it's still working out, personal question?
Still going great.
Oh, this is great. So there you go. This is a sign. Everyone's saying, yes, it works. So you should move for love.
Definitely move for love, guys. Nothing goes wrong.
Well, everyone who it's gone wrong for didn't want to talk about
it. Yeah, no.
It's hurting.
Yeah, it's a personal question. look, Jenna's also on the phone. We'll quickly speak to Jenna. I'm getting a lot of calls. This is great. Jenna, tell us what happened with you.
Okay, so I grew up in Warrnambool, Victoria, and I moved to Adelaide in 2012 for love. And that didn't work out. And now I'm trying to move to Port Pirie.
Oh, Jenny just moved around the country for love. I love that.
You're beautiful. A love gypsy. That's beautiful.
Thank you, Jenny, for getting involved. Thank you, everyone, for sharing your stories.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
All right, guys, if you get a chance, jump on our Facebook page. We've done a photo. One of my friends is getting married in 2 weeks, and she went to get her wedding dress this week, all excited because she dreamed about this day and what you're going to wear. And what she'd done is given the designer a photo of what she wanted. And so she went to pick it up. And as you can see from the photo on our Facebook page, it looks nothing like.
It's very see-through.
It looks like the kind of thing someone might wear for the Bucks night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What are you saying?
What do you mean by that? You think it's a little bit it's a little bit
revealing?
Yeah. A bit too much for a wedding?
It doesn't look anything like the photo.
Is it sexy?
So we want to talk about, because this happens, unfortunately, because when you get married and there's such a massive build-up and you want everything to go right, especially with a wedding dress, and brides can be known to lose weight or put on weight before the wedding, and the dresses are just, there's a massive fail right before your wedding day.
Oh, the worst.
It
must be so fully disheartening. I mean, I don't want to, I'm not a woman, but I am a sister, so I understand you. You might have been dreaming about your wedding day your whole life and what you would look like and how it would be a fairy tale, and then your dress turns up and it looks a bit like that and you go,
And the panic, and you've got 2 weeks to get another dress.
Is it the most important part of the wedding?
The dress?
Yeah, for the girls.
It's probably the most expensive part of the wedding. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to feel beautiful on your wedding day, and obviously this girl is going to look stunning whatever she wears, but this dress is very see-through. Mm. It's not a wedding dress.
Yeah, no.
It's like a nightie or something more than anything. All right, well, let's hear your stories. Fernie in 2014.
A petticoat underneath might fix it.
You don't want to wear a petticoat to your
wedding.
Was it the 1940s in England?
Yeah.
Who is a petticoat?
My wife had a similar experience, not with the wedding dress, but with the bridesmaids' dresses.
So she
had someone making them all, and there were lots of phone calls and fittings, and all the bridesmaids were, and it was all getting ready. And then 2 weeks before, the person who was making them rang up in tears saying, I'm not going to have them done in time.
Oh,
and she'd
God.
Been staying up all night trying to sew, and they weren't going to be done.
Oh, no.
So the girls had to have a panic meeting, drink lots of champagne, wander down the street until they found matching dresses that fitted them all. And they succeeded, and they looked stunning, and we had a happy day, and I cried.
Oh, yes, all the photos prove that. All right, well, 2014, what happened with your wedding dress? Is that the question?
Wedding dress fails.
Yeah, okay.
What happened right before your wedding day?
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Have a look at the Facebook page. We've got a photo of what my friend asked for her wedding dress. She's getting married in 2 weeks, and then this week she went to pick it up and it looks nothing like the original photo. It's very see-through and the lace is wrong and it's just a little bit of a disaster.
She could wear a plastic bag and she would look amazing.
Yeah, she's very beautiful.
You've got to put that out there.
Mm. Thanks for putting that out.
Well,
there,
there's an option. There's an option.
I'll let her husband know that you said that too.
Ali has.
Isn't creepy? I'm saying she looks. She's beautiful.
She's nice.
Ali's got a story. Oh gosh, Ali, share with us what happened.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Ali.
Okay. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm married, so it all went ahead.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you. I had arranged to get my dress made and months ago before the wedding, and it was meant to be ready the day before, and he hadn't quite finished it, so that was okay. Didn't need it till the day. So I'm like, all right, yep, bring it out in the morning. That's all good. He didn't come. Few phone calls. My brother ended up going down there and waiting until it was an hour past the wedding when it was meant to be.
Oh.
Got out to where we live and got dressed all ready. It still had pins in it. It wasn't quite ready, but we got to the wedding and it was all fine in the end. But
wow.
Rushed. So luckily there wasn't a ceremony booked at the church afterwards. Otherwise, may not
what was
have
your
been.
Backup, Ellie? Like if it didn't arrive, what were you going to wear?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm sure he would have loved that.
I don't know. I mean, there was a few drinks going on before, but I don't know. I didn't have a backup. I was like, no, it'll be fine. It'll come.
You sound so chill, though. At least you weren't a bridezilla, because they would have gone crazy.
I think my bridesmaids were.
That's intriguing. Yeah. How scary.
Thank you, Ali.
Thank you.
I've got a rash on my face out of nervousness if that had happened to me.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
It's time to quiz.
It's quizness. It's quizness time.
So call 13 24 10. You could win a prize at the end.
No. It's quizness. It's quizness time.
Sorry, kids. Isabella's running through. Wants Dilla Lewis to represent her in the quiz.
Isabella necessary on a biker?
It is, for safety. Mine is ranked 3 too. She wants Shane to represent her in the quiz. I'm here for you. I'll do what I can.
Great film.
Oh, you're so nice, Shane.
I am.
All right. He plays it cool, but he's really competitive underneath.
Thank you for saying I'm cool.
Nice that you play it cool.
Oh, misheard you, misheard you. All right. Well, yes, Hayley Pearson is the quizmaster. The theme today, Hayley.
Yes, it is hairstyles, because Katy Perry's just got a brand new haircut today. She shaved half her hair. It looks amazing. She looks
Skrillex.
Amazing.
Yeah, yep. Good. Yep.
Looks like Skrillex.
Looks like Skrillex.
Go you, mate.
Now, do you want to practice your buzzers? You've got new theme songs today, guys.
Yeah. My buzzer's Shane. We'll be hearing that a lot during the quiz, I'll tell you that.
Where's you're supposed to do your theme music?
Oh, you want my theme song?
It's Shane Lowe.
Right, guys.
Every day they're out there making DuckTales.
That's
like
my theme song. You like that?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, I get it. DuckTales. No,
what's yours,
Stop
Dylan?
It. Stop it. Oh. It's supposed to be like when if we were wrestlers and we're walking into the ring, your theme music plays.
Yeah, what have
you got?
What's
a DuckTales? What's that?
Pac-Man. Okay, what's yours
that's,
then, mate?
That's not that doesn't lift you up. It's supposed to be, you know, pump you up.
Well, let's play yours. Oh wow,
the dance that you do with it. Okay,
all right.
Are you ready
for
this, boys? Remember, this is for Adele tickets, so take this seriously because Isabella and Moana want these.
Of course,
okay. I always take it seriously.
Question number one: the world's most beautiful man, Fabio, has long gone. Yeah.
Ooh, there's so many answers it could be.
Fabio, of course, we know he's hit in the face with a goose on a roller coaster. He's got long blonde hair that's quite straight.
That is the worst answer. Let me finish the question.
Okay.
Suffer.
Finish his famous line.
Oh.
I can't believe it's not...
It's not butter!
How is that hair related? I'll ding you. I'm fine.
One Dylan.
Okay, here we
Stop
go.
Stop dancing, Dylan.
Stop, don't do that.
Question number two. David Beckham has had a number of interesting hairstyles over the years. What is the British movie called that has his name?
Bennett like Beckham.
Yeah, good movie.
I'm back. Keira
Knightley.
Guys. I'm back.
All right, question number three. What was that?
Is that an answer?
Katy Perry has recently called it quits with Orlando Bloom. Who was she married to before that? Yeah.
Russell Brand.
Two to Dylan. Yes. One to Shane. Okay.
This is the worst quiz ever.
Donald Trump
owns
the most famous head of hair in the world currently. Finish this famous cam.
Oh.
Finish his favourite cam.
Supper. Yeah.
His favourite cam, of course we know, Supper. Is Scott Cam.
Don't make me laugh, I need to go to the toilet.
Is it your fight?
No, no.
Damn it.
Finish this famous campaign slogan.
Yes.
Make America... Dylan.
I've got all these different words in my head. I don't know which one's right.
Beautiful's right. What
make,
is it?
Make America...
Come on, mate. Get it right. Awesome. 3, 2, 1.
Great again.
Yes.
No. Did you just win?
That's correct. Ah!
This is an outrage.
Dylan won.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Isabella, you are going to see Adele at Adelaide Oval.
Thank you. Thanks, Dylan. Good work.
Ah, I know. Thank you. All right, play my music.
Oh, do I have to?
I don't think you're doing it right.
Okay, here you go. All right, let's move on, guys.
Who wins all the competition?
Coming up very soon, Dylan. More invites to Nova's Dylan biggest party ever. We'll get to those soon, guys.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Let's talk horse stories.
All right.
Because horse chat.
Over the weekend, Now, we know that I don't like horses, right? I've had a bad experience when I was younger.
Aww. And you don't like that they look at you and don't blink.
Well, they don't blink. And they're unpredictable.
They're beautiful creatures.
They are. Well, they're all right. A lot of people called Kate love horses. I don't know why that is. That's just a fun fact.
And Sally.
Yeah, and Sally. And Emma.
Sally.
Anyway, so the bad experience. So when I was younger, the first horse ride I ever did, we were on some kind of farm. And I put me up on a horse and it bucked me off and it stood on me.
It stood on you.
Yeah, like it bucked me up and it hoofed me.
Did anyone save you?
No one saved me. I got up crying.
It's like, mommy! So did anyone film it though?
No one filmed it. No. It was called Patches of the Horse. Anyway, so I was terrified of horses. But anyway, I got myself together. I did some horse riding over the weekend with What are you doing? What are you laughing at?
It's so funny when you say things like that.
Can you imagine me on a horse?
Was it a dream? Did you do it with your physical body?
Yeah, and that was a real thing.
Why?
I took my girlfriend there.
Oh, you're trying to be romantic, Jana.
Yeah. And she wasn't dressed for it all. I said, I've got a surprise for you. Let's go down and do this. And she was wearing these kind of, who's the guy from Beetlejuice pants? They're like black and white stripes. Wasn't like horse riding material at all.
Not jodhpurs?
Sorry?
Not jodhpurs?
No, it wasn't cold enough to wear a jumper.
We
did it anyway.
Get Easter off.
She loved it. She loved every moment of it. And we're down by the beach, you know, it was horse riding. It was quite romantic.
What a catch.
All right, guys. Anyway.
What a catch.
Did you wear like a white linen shirt and a pant?
I don't own any clothing that's white. I wish I did. But, I mean, she loved horses. I've obviously had the bad experience on a horse. Now, she thought it was romantic. I couldn't think of anything worse than going on a horse ride, but I did it for her.
You were so sweaty and stiff. Like, tense.
Why didn't you think? Oh God, why didn't you think it was? Why did you not think it was romantic?
Well, Hayley clearly thinks I did.
I know. What's not romantic about it?
No, it's just you know they're sweaty beasts and they make noises.
Yeah,
and, you
just
know,
like you, bro.
They do all this kind of, you know, and they're unpredictable. Anyway. 13, 2014, I would like to know your horse riding experience.
I love these stories.
Was your partner a vision of beauty?
Oh, she looked beautiful up on a horse.
With her Beetlejuice pants.
That's how we have Beetlejuice pants and her high heels. Anyway, Hayley Pearson, I know you've got a story.
I do, but we want your story. 13, 2014, come on, share your horse riding experience stories.
Yeah, good or bad, we just want to hear about what happened when you were horse riding.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Just talking horse riding and how I don't like it, and my girlfriend loves it. But we wanted to know. Tell us about your horse riding experience. What's happened when you were horse riding? Because I've heard a lot of stories about horse riding that goes bad.
So have I.
I've yet to hear one that's gone good.
No, don't say that. My daughter's getting into it.
Oh, no, she'll love it. She'll be fine.
She is. She's fine at it.
Yeah.
Nothing's gone bad. Touch wood!
Elaine's rang through. 13, 2014. What happened when you were horse riding? Elaine, hi.
Oh, hi.
What happened?
Sorry?
What happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
My ex and I were horse riding at Normanville a few years ago, and his horse was a bit stumbly, which I was a bit concerned about.
Drunk.
But they said, nah, he's fine. Mm. So we're cantering back through the sand hills on this hot day, and he stumbled, flung him out the saddle, landed on top of him, and broke his pelvis. So the ambos had to trudge through the sand hills to come and get him.
Oh, my God.
Pretty nuts. Pelvis, yeah.
Oh.
Ow.
Have you been horse riding since, Elaine?
Oh, God, yes. I love horse riding.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay, he hasn't, no.
Yeah, okay.
That's the thing. I think horses are so beautiful that even if you have a bad experience, you'll still want to get back on them because they're so lovely.
You want to get back on a horse?
Well, yeah, because I love horse riding, but I had a pretty bad experience.
Yeah, you did.
Flinders Rangers. I was in year 7. We were going with a group of people. My parents were on the horse ride as well. And my horse decided to see, like, a kangaroo in the distance. So it decided to just canter as fast as it possibly could. It galloped. It galloped across the bushland. I fell off. My foot was still in the stirrup.
Oh, my God.
So I was, like, being dragged through the bushland. And then the favourite part of the story, though, is the girl that was behind me was so traumatised about seeing me fall off the horse that she vomited.
That's why you don't go horse riding, guys.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I love horses. Oh, they're so good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Coming up this morning on the show, guys.
About my horse experience.
Oh, you've got a horse experience?
No. No. I've got camel experiences. Can I do that? Are they desert horses?
You're such an idiot. All right, let's move on. More invite. Oh, wait. Do we want to hear your story?
No, whatever.
Do we, though?
Don't worry about my desert horses.
No, tell me about your desert horse.
Yeah, quickly.
I'll tell you later.
Quickly. Is it a good story?
No.
Yeah, get... Okay.
It's not.
All right, let's move on then.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
All right, it's up on Facebook, guys. If you want to have a look at the moment you're all going to be really jealous of, it's no biggie. It's just something I do in life. And this is just a little bit of a duet that I sang with Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
Me and Ed Sheeran, we're pretty crazy sometimes with our friendship. We both decided to wear similar things, so we've both got glasses and hats. It's so funny, like we're twinsies. And then we just sing the song together. And it sounds really good. I mean, Ed's a better singer than me. Like, I'll put that out.
Hang on, so this is the video on Facebook?
This is a video on Facebook of Ed Sheeran and me, Dylan Lewis. Ed Sheeran and Dylan Lewis singing together the song about the castle on the hill.
Yeah, here's what it sounds like, guys.
I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers.
It actually sounds brilliant. I love the two of you together.
Oh, you're really polite. Thank you very much. Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. It's just something just normal that happens in my life sometimes. I showed this to everyone I know yesterday. My wife, she loves it. I showed it to a bunch of children. They were astounded. They're like, oh, how did you get to do that with Ed Sheeran?
How did you?
I was just, because I'm in the biz. And so I've got, you know, a pretty good little black book of people I can contact. And that's, I just thought, I should sing
mate,
that with Ed.
It's harmonies
I want to do.
Mate, you're delusional. It's an app.
And I downloaded the app yesterday.
It's an app.
It's called Sing.
Everybody can do this. You didn't hang out with Ed Sheeran. You didn't perform a duet together, mate.
It looks like you did, but you didn't.
I mean, why have you been telling people?
What are you two doing?
Well, this is so sad.
Especially because if you look at the video, it says Smule at the bottom of your
video.
Yeah,
I wrote that there.
What does that represent?
It's on my shirt.
But what does that mean, though, Smule?
Smule is just this company I like.
That's who you're sponsored by.
Okay. I'm sponsored by Smule. Why won't you let me...
Mate, because it's just, you know...
Tell my story. Why are you ganging up on me like bullies?
When do you ever hang out with Ed Sheeran? When would that ever happen?
Yesterday.
Okay, good. Anyone can do this, guys. It's an app. Get the app. What's the app? Oh, the app's called Smule. Sing, is that
And it doesn't have to just be with Ed Sheeran. You can do it with other artists. You can do it with Dylan Lewis. You can do it. You can sing with Dylan Lewis.
You can do it with Dylan Lewis.
Okay, let's have a look at the video. Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Facebook page.
Thanks for wrecking it, guys.
That's all right. That's what we're here for today, mate.
My wife believed me.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Will you risk it all? Nova's Risk It.
There's no risk when you head into Suzuki in the city. Suzuki Swift Demos, $14,990 drive away with auto.
Jazzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Jazzy J, you ready to play?
Yes.
Same. Can you please choose an envelope from 1 to 5?
I think I'll go number 2.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
I mean,
Shane, are you sure?
Are you sure you want envelope 2 though, Jasmine?
Yeah. Oh, God, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
No one's ever changed their mind, bro.
Well, I'm just trying to, help her win as much money as she can.
So just so you know, Jasmine, one of the envelopes has less than $10 in it, okay?
Happens every day.
All right.
Okay, now, Jasmine, what do you want the money for? What are you looking at buying here with the money from Risk It?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, that's the best answer.
Maybe I'll go do something nice on the weekend.
Fun. Yeah, you've only got a week and a half left for Fringe.
All right. Well,
sounds good.
I'll give you $80 for envelope 2.
I think I'll risk it. Go with the envelope.
Oh, okay. okay, I'll give you $100 for envelope 2.
Come on, mate.
Nah, I'll risk it.
Nah.
Do better, mate. Do better. Yeah.
I mean, this is cash in hand, though. You know what I mean? You don't know what's inside the envelopes. I don't know what's inside the envelopes. You still want to...
Yeah, I'll risk it.
I'll give you $150 for the envelope.
Oh, God. I'll risk it.
You've got a lot of spare cash just flying about, don't you, Shane?
Yeah, I mean, I do.
Someone's doing well.
okay, I'll give you $180 for the envelope.
I'll risk it.
Now, one of the envelopes has got less than $10 in it. Yeah. You should know that.
I know.
Jasmine.
Yeah, we know.
You just told her that.
You'd hate to get that.
Yeah.
You still want to risk it?
Come on.
Yeah.
Do better, Shane.
Yeah, I'll risk it.
All right, I'll give you $210 for the envelope.
That's better.
I'll risk it.
Jasmine's getting nervous.
Living on the edge.
That's a lot of money.
Cray girl.
$260, Jasmine.
Wow.
$260.
I'll risk it.
I'm not made of money, Jazzy.
Well, butterflies in the tummy.
$500.
What?
I'll go that.
Yeah.
You're going to go that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from, Shane? Have you got that amount to?
Yeah, no, it's a little legit. You've won $500.
You've done it. All right.
Congratulations. Oh, it's all yours. Well done. Woohoo! Jasmine, $500.
Wow, thank you.
Do you want to know what was in envelope 2?
Yeah, let's open the envelope. What do we got?
Okay, right. If you have chosen the envelope, you would have won $150.
Nice.
Yay. Well done.
Well played.
You are going to have a large weekend, I can tell you that. You'll be just pampering yourself silly. Yeah. So enjoy that, Jazzy. It's all yours.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bucks.
Yeah,
I want to play this game.
I want to play this game.
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.